politics is purported to be a path for one person to serve the masses, holds true for all three branches of government. When someone decides that self-preservation by any means necessary is a priority, we've got a problem. As Menexius writes in her new best-selling book, that latter was the battle plan for the 2016 presidential election by Obama and Clinton loyalists, which nevertheless failed. What was it that Einstein once said? Definition of insanity is doing the same thing twice and expecting different results. Well, that's basically the foundation of the current anti-Trump movement, which is revealed in the book Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy, written by Fox News host, judge, and former district attorney for Westchester County, New York, Jeanine Pirro. How are you today, Judge Pirro?
I am terrific, thanks, and I'm delighted to be on your show to talk about my book. And it's an interesting way to introduce it. You know, politics is supposed to be something that is anchored in truth and justice, at the very least, and it turns out that the 2016 election was everything but that, and that's why I wrote my book.
Well, this is true, and just the trying to measure the hatred of the never-Trumpers, and by the way, the never-Trumpers exist in both parties, by the way, in case you're a novice or a casual observer of all this, and Judge Pirro writes about that aspect as well, but just the level of hatred, I mean, when you have one of Trump's children, when she announces a pregnancy, and they're wishing the baby's aborted or just these evil things.
Down the stairs, you know, that she has a miscarriage. You know, and Lara Trump, who is the wife of Eric, the third son of Donald Trump, and Ivana Trump, you know, she announces that she's pregnant, and, you know, it's like, we hope you fall. We hope you have a miscarriage. It's a demon. And I write about it in the book. And, you know, the hate that we are seeing right now is unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of this country toward a president. Look, if you don't like a president, you suck it up and you wait till the next election. Not now. These are very different times. These are times where it's okay to shut people down. It's okay to call people a fascist and hope that, you know, you'll convince everyone else to hate them. When in truth, fascism is when you only tolerate one way of thinking and you don't allow anyone else to have the free speech that our founding fathers worked so hard to maintain for us.
How much of a catalyst for everything that's been attempted against the president, attempted and failed, thankfully, so far? And if you want to know about success, well, just look at the GDP numbers that came out on Friday, 4.1% growth. Remember when, during the Obama years, it was like a 1, a 1.2, and we were told to accept that as the new normal? Well, guess again on that part. But how much of a catalyst?
That is so true. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. How much of a catalyst has the news media been in empowering the never-Trumpers?
Well, I think that the news media has created, and it depends on what side you're on, to be honest with you, and I write about this in Liars and Leakers. Look, when you have a respected investigative journalist like Brian Ross from ABC, you know, who says that Michael Flynn is going to testify against the president, Michael Flynn is going to say that, that in truth, Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. And this guy is a, you know, he is a prized investigative reporter. And, you know, now, of course, he's gone. But this is the kind of thing that we were used to in this country. We were used to the left trying to shut down Donald Trump and all of his accomplishments, when in truth it was the left that was ripping the bandages off Lady Justice, telling her, you know, to support a corrupt woman who they were trying to drag across the presidential finish line. Donald Trump, and you said it right in the beginning, the GDP is over 4 when the last administration said, hey, 1 is the new normal, guys, deal with it. Manufacturing will never come back to the United States, deal with it. Well, right now, we've got like 5 million more people who are off of food stamps, and we now have more jobs than people to fill it. So why the hate? Why the intolerance? Why do I go on The View and get shut down and then, you know, thrown out of the building? I mean, the anger that this man who stands up for the quiet, the forgotten men and women in this country, the anger, they want to disenfranchise us and they want to throw him out of the Oval Office.
Is it something as simple as the fact that Trump can't be owned by anybody?
Yes, indeed. And therein lies the issue. No one owns Donald Trump. He is not the patsy of anyone. He's not beholden to anyone. And that's why we elected him. Americans instinctively felt that, you know, we need an outsider. And they made the decision to bring in a guy who had no government experience because they knew instinctively something was awry. They knew instinctively that that Americans were not getting the fair deal that they were supposed to be getting. And there was no one fighting for us. The last administration just said, accept things the way they are, and you Christians, get off your high horse. This is just the new normal in economy, in religion, and in speech. And when the right gets shut down and you go to a university and people say they're triggered by your speech, well, that's a problem. Because I've been in law enforcement for over 30 years. Don't tell me that my speech triggers you to the point where you can shut me down or when you can assault people. That's not the America that we're living in. And the 2018 elections are even more important than 2016. Because now the left, the Antifa, the George Soros-funded people, the socialists, they're out there in full force. And make no mistake. There are socialists in this country who are winning elections. And one of them is a woman in New York who took down Joe Crowley, one of the most powerful Democrats in the country. She is a socialist and proud of it. But, of course, as Margaret Thatcher said, you know, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah. And Crowley just got lazy. He made the cardinal sin of underestimating any opponent. Which is just that's just insane to do in politics. We're talking with Judge Jeanine Pirro. Her new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. JudgeJeaninePirro.com is her website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Let us get into leakers, many of whom are also the liars, and all of whom are the liberals. So this all kind of combines into one. We see James Clapper, we hear John Brennan as this valuable resource of knowledge, experience, and truth on the various news channels. What do their track records and their histories reveal about those two individuals?
You know, I laugh because, I mean, it just teed up so perfectly. And Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, I talk about the fact that you've got this guy, John Brennan, you know, the head of the CIA. The guy voted for a communist for president. And therein lies the beginning of the ascent of John Brennan, James Clapper, the head of the Director of National Intelligence, who, when he's under oath, says, in answer to the question, you know, does the NSA spy on Americans? No. And then they push him again, and they say, are you sure, does the NSA spy on Americans? No. Well, not wittingly. Well, that was a lie. And then he says he's never leaked anything, and he's not supposed to leak anything. Well, he leaked information to CNN, and lo and behold, he is now a contributor for CNN. John Brennan, who says that our president should be charged with treason for meeting with Putin, when every president in the last 75 years has met with the head of the Kremlin, even George Bush Jr. there had him at the Crawford Ranch where they were yucking it up. So, I mean, this is an effort to disenfranchise Americans. It's an effort to make sure that the left and the deep state, the establishment, the swamp, maintains its power. And they literally ripped the bandages off of Lady Justice so that they could drag this corrupt law candidate across the finish line. And it didn't work because Americans get it. We know there are now more jobs than people to fill them. The GDP, as you said, is through the roof. You know, America's back. People are respecting us. And that's why liars, leakers, and liberals, if you're in an argument or a discussion or a conversation with anyone, my book has connects the dots, and it has all the footnotes that you need, because we cannot tolerate this in America. We are too precious. And as Ronald Reagan said, you know, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction, and we have to fight for it every day. And that's what I do.
President, whatever the party is, they look to Congress of that respective party for backup, for support. And, well, this president, he fortunately is turning to the people, because if he looks at the Republican Party in Congress, specifically Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, anytime either one of those two are asked about a Donald Trump position, they get to look like they're making a hostage tape.
I'm sorry. That was really good. I talk about the rhinos, Republicans in name only. I talk about Paul Ryan, who embarrassed the president right off the bat. You know, with the we're gonna repeal Obamacare. They couldn't even get the votes. Couldn't figure out what he was doing. And now, finally, is leaving. Look, the deep state is not about Republicans versus Democrats. Your listeners need to understand this. The deep state. Republicans and Democrats, where one hand washes the other, where they pat each other on the back, where they make the deals with each other, where they have all kinds of issues that they cover up for each other. They're not in it for us. It's the deep state and the Republicans and Democrats of the deep state versus the people of the United States, Donald Trump, and the populace in America. That's what it is. Party means nothing. And by the way, they love Donald Trump. All the media, the print media, movies, Hollywood, sports figures, everybody loved him until he had the gall to run for president and put an R after his name. Then he was public enemy number one.
I do have to give McConnell credit for one thing in the Senate. He is getting Trump's judicial nominees through. So I'll give him points for that.
Well, that's big of him. That's his job. You know, why are we now thanking people for doing their job? If they don't do the rest of their job, then what are we thanking them for? Well, they did one-tenth of the job. You tell me how many bills Mitch McConnell has passed while the House has passed something like 400 bills. The Senate is interested in passing a bill, where the president can't fire Bob Mueller. Really? That's what you're worried about? We want to put food on the table. We want to make sure that ISIS and the caliphate and is destroyed. And, you know, they're worried about things that don't affect us. And that's why this man is president of the United States.
Wrapping our time with Judge Jeanine Pirro, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, the case against the anti-Trump conspiracy. JudgeJeaninePirro.com is her website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. There's a Trump effect through almost every element, as you write about in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Sanctuary cities. Jerry Brown wants to make California a sanctuary state, but because of the influence and the outspokenness against this idea by the president, there's a town in Southern California that is saying to Jerry Brown, no, we're not going to go with that. We are going to enforce the immigration laws.
Look, the whole idea of a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state is a place to put American citizens at risk. When you prioritize illegals over American citizens under the guise that, we need to be, more open and more global, you are ignoring the fact that we are a sovereign nation. You're ignoring people like Kate Steinle and her family who suffered the worst consequence of these sanctuary cities. Look, I was a DA, elected DA, and I've been in law enforcement for over three decades. Let me tell you this, and listen very carefully. If anyone who is illegal is a victim of a crime, they can get a U visa, and I used to give them out to illegals who were victims to make sure they didn't get deported when they talked about being the victims of crime. We don't need a sanctuary city to protect them. What we need are people who respect our laws, and if they're victimized here, we will take care of them and their family and keep them here. It's a U visa. Congress passed the law. All right, and this claim, we've got to be a globalist country. We're not. We can only afford so many people. So if I say to you, look, I want you to invite, my whole family. We don't know who they are. We didn't vet them. They just showed up. I want you to keep them at your house. I want you to feed them, educate them, give them medication. If they get in trouble, I want you to give them a lawyer. That's not what the hardworking men and women in this country work so hard for. They work hard for their families and for their peace and their own prosperity. No one else's. And if they want to be charitable, they will be. And America is the most charitable nation on earth, bar none. So,
Judge Pirro writes.
My throat is giving out.
Didn't mean to rile you up, so we'll bring this to the home stretch. Judge Pirro writes about so much more, which that's why I want you to definitely get her book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, A Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. She reveals that's much vaulted Christopher Steele dossier was indeed a tough sell until someone found a retiring Senate patsy to push it through. The FISA court has become a tool. There has been collusion with Russia. It involves uranium, probably the most underreported and most ignored story by the news media. But I just want to have you put your crystal ball in front of you and look ahead, because with all that you write about, all that you reveal in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, can you possibly fathom what all these sides are going to do if there is no blue wave in 2018 and if Trump wins a second term?
Well, if there is no blue wave in 2018, and I'm not a pollster, I'm not a politician, I mean, I don't believe there will be, but make no mistake, it's going to be a real fight because they are gearing up on the left. If this president is given the opportunity to continue to do what he has been doing, and that has improved a lot of life for ordinary, everyday, taxpaying Americans, then this country will be, as Ronald Reagan talked about, the shining city on the hill. If Lady Justice is allowed to put her blindfolds back on, then we can believe in truth and justice again in America. But there's been tremendous damage done by the deep state and by those who believe that the Clintons are the answer to all our problems. Well, as I've said on my show, Justice, many times, the Clintons are the Bonnie and Clyde of politics. And the more they've been able to pack their pockets with the so-called foundation, 501c3, which is really an organized criminal enterprise operating as a charitable foundation, the sooner justice is brought to them, the better it will be for all of us.
Liars, leakers, and liberals, a case against the anti-Trump conspiracy, JudgeNeamPiro.com. Judge Pirro, thank you so much for the facts, the truth, for being here today.
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners. Take care. Bye-bye.